Moral character. The golden mean is not overdoing a virtue that a person has. We will analyze the virtue justice. Justice is to be fair and righteous for both sides of the party. Someone who demonstrates a vice, deficiency of justice is Woodrow Wilson. He passed the Jim Crow laws, which segregated America, and this created the whites had better education and better rights, which is a deficiency in justice, because it's not justice, it's not just to the others that also require a good education. Someone that has a perfect virtue or has a virtue is MLK, because he didn't use violence to protest and get what he believed in, which was nonviolence, desegregation. Someone who has vice, who is a vice excess, has an excess of vice, is Malcolm X. He wanted to get rights. He wanted to get his rights with violence. And he said, the ends justify the means. This means that he believed that using violence and not being and becoming more segregated was what was right, and this created a lack of justice because he was willing to use violence and hurt other people to get justice.
Moral conscience. The id. Moral conscience makes our desires. It brings a connection to God. An example of moral conscience is the movie Sandlot. To sum up the movie, it's a group of friends playing baseball. They continue to have the same problem. The ball falls on the other side of the fence. Across the other side of the fence is a house. A house with a guy that they've never seen. That owner owns a dog. They don't know that there's a dog behind the fence. They think it's a beast. But is it really a beast, they ask themselves? So one day, as the ball flies over the fence, they build up the courage to cross the fence and get the ball. This is a good example of conscience because they have fear of going to get the ball and have the desire to go get it.
Big boss.
Super ego. The super ego is the ego that another person reflects on you. The movie that we chose, me and Jonathan chose for this, is the Creed. To sum up the movie, Creed is about a fighter who wants to prove himself. He wants to prove himself that he is worthy of being a good fighter. But he's unadvised by his coach, which is Rocky. This is a good example because it shows how Rocky is looking out for him. But Creed is determined to prove it to himself. Rocky is the super ego in this situation because he is unadvising Creed to do these to do this. And he wants Rocky, and he wants Creed to understand that it's not a good decision for him.
An example of conscience is like the movie Purge. A summary of the movie Purge. A society full of evil people have 12 hours to go and commit any crime they want. Murder, rape, violence, gang, anything. And they will not be charged with any crimes as long as it's within the 12 hours. multiple people are pressured into going to kill so they can get their anger out. This is a good example of conscience because although they won't get in trouble with the law, they will have to live with the fact of all these crimes and murder and rapes that they have done within the 12 hours. It won't be a matter of a problem with the law, but it will be a problem with your conscience. Conscience is a connection to God and the decision from right and wrong. This is one of the most important moral beliefs.
The ego is the decision-making part of our brain. This includes any decision that you want to make, if it's good or bad. Ego is the ultimate judge of this. The movie where we see the ego in play is Avengers Endgame. To sum up the movie, it's basically about Mad Titan coming and wanting to split the world's population because he believes it will bring balance. One of the main characters is Tony Stark, and he has the power to go back in time to undo what this Mad Titan did. But he's faced with a decision. An ego. If he gives his comrades the technology they need to go back to go into the past, he could lose everything. Everything that he created post snap, which was his family. He created a family. He never had a family, but now he does. And he's not willing, or he's facing a very tough decision whether he wants to go back into the past. Yeah. This is a good example because it shows how the ego is affecting Tony Stark and how he's using his conscience, his super ego, all this and his id, and it all weighs into his ultimate decision.